Hello, little ones. Are you ready for another amazing story from the Bible? Today, we're going to hear about Abraham and his son Isaac and how Abraham showed great faith in God. Let's begin. A long time ago, there was a man named Abraham. He loved God and always tried to obey him. One day, God made Abraham a special promise. I will give you a son, and through him, your family will grow into a great nation. At that time, Abraham and his wife Sarah were very old, too old to have children. But Abraham trusted God, and guess what? God kept his promise. When Abraham was 100 years old, Sarah gave birth to a baby boy. They named him Isaac, which means laughter, because Sarah had laughed when she first heard God's promise. Isaac was very special because God had promised that Abraham's family would grow into a great nation through him. But then something unexpected happened. One day, God tested Abraham's faith. He said, "Abraham, take your son, Isaac, and go to the mountain. There, I want you to offer him as a sacrifice to me." What a difficult thing to hear. Isaac was Abraham's only son, the son God had promised him. But Abraham trusted God completely. He didn't understand why, but he knew that God always had a good plan. So, early the next morning, Abraham got up, saddled his donkey, and took Isaac and two servants on a journey to Mount Moriah. They travelled for 3 days before they reached the mountain. Then Abraham told his servants, "Stay here. Isaac and I will go up the mountain to worship, and then we will return." You see, Abraham believed that somehow Isaac would come back with him, even though God had asked him to sacrifice him. He didn't know how, but he trusted that God would make a way. Isaac carried the wood for the sacrifice, and Abraham carried the fire and knife. As they walked, Isaac asked, "Father, we have the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the offering?" Abraham gently replied, "God will provide the lamb, my son." When they reached the top of the mountain, Abraham built an altar. Then he tied up Isaac and placed him on the altar. Just as he raised his knife, a voice from heaven called out, "Abraham, stop! Do not harm the boy. Now I know that you truly trust me because you were willing to give up your only son." Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in the bushes. God had provided a sacrifice, just like Abraham had said. Abraham untied Isaac, and together they offered the ram as a sacrifice to God instead. Because of Abraham's faith and obedience, God blessed him. He repeated his promise, "Because you obeyed me, your family will grow into a great nation, and through your descendants, all people on earth will be blessed." This story teaches us a powerful lesson about trusting God, but it also points forward to Jesus. Just like Isaac, Jesus was the beloved son of his father. Just like Isaac carried the wood, Jesus carried the cross. But instead of Isaac being sacrificed, God provided a ram. Just like later, God provided Jesus as the sacrifice for our sins. So, what lessons can we learn from the story of Abraham and Isaac 1? We should always trust God. Abraham didn't understand, but he obeyed, and God provided. 2, God always keeps his promises. He promised to bless Abraham's family, and he did. 3, God provided a sacrifice first for Abraham and later for all of us through Jesus. Did you enjoy that story, children? Why not listen to another story from God's Word, the Bible?